the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
We will continue our regular devotional on Genesis beginning next year. This holiday season, we would like to give a timely message on the incarnation of Christ.
If you look at the broad picture, the work of redemption, there was a lot of preparation for the work of redemption. A lot of preparation. When did Christ's mediatorial office begin? When I say as a mediator, the Bible says in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 says there's only one mediator between God and man, that's Christ Jesus. When did that begin? And many people believe that began when he came to this earth. No. It began at the very beginning in the book of Genesis. Because when it began as soon as man sinned against the Holy God. It began when man sinned against the holy, infinite, majestic God. When man offended him, Christ stepped between the holy, infinite God and man. And that's where he stepped in between. And that's where he became the mediator, because he's the captain of our salvation. Now, in the Old Testament, a lot of times we see how God revealed to different saints, how God speaks, how he came as a man and spoke to different people. Now, that is Jesus Christ. Okay? That's because he is the mediator. Because nobody has ever seen God. John 1:18 says, nobody has ever seen God. But the one who is at the bosom of the Father has revealed the Father to us. Jesus is the exact representation of God. And John 1:1 says that he is called the Word. Okay? The Word. And he is God. What do you mean by Word? Now, the Word means he is the divine communicator to man. He is the divine expression to man through his word. So in the Old Testament, whenever we see Christ's mediatorial office, it began in the very beginning, soon after the sin, fall of man, when Christ stood between the Father, offending God, and a sinful man. And it was Christ, that's the second person of the Holy Trinity. Now, the incarnation, Christ's first coming, the gospel was first revealed in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And if you look into Genesis 3:15, and it says here, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This is the dawning of the gospel. And this is the dawning of the light of the gospel. And this is the covenant of grace when man sinned. God did not, he should have wiped us, all of us, at once if he wanted it. Because God is sovereign, he can do anything he wants to. He didn't spare the angels when they sinned, but God had mercy and grace for the elect's sake. And here we see there are two seeds coming. The one seed that comes from the woman, that is the church. That is the seed, is through Christ will come the church, the true elect ones. Then the seed of the serpent is mentioned here. The seed of the serpent is who? They are the unbelievers. And these two seeds are always going to be at enmity with each other. You know, the world and the true Christian will not go together. They are always at enmity. And of course, the seed that comes through the woman is also, we see that seed, okay, the church that is going to come through Eve, of course, came Seth. Of course, Abel was Cain, then came Seth. And from Seth comes who? The other generation, like Enoch And also, we know in the Bible, Christ is called, he came through the seed of Abraham. Psalm 105 verse 6 says that the seed of Abraham, and also seed of David. John chapter 7 42 says seed of David. And also, so here we see how Christ came through this genealogy. Now, the seed of the serpent, the unbelievers, usually the wicked, are called serpents. Remember how Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, "You vipers, snakes," right? Yeah. So the unbelievers, they are called serpents. And here you see the two seeds, how the two seeds came. Now, we know that this is, you know, how, I'm trying to show you just a little preparation, the preparation for Jesus' coming. And there was a calling of Abraham, calling of Moses. You find the Exodus, the redemption, giving of the law, the tabernacle. All these things were preparation for coming of the Messiah. And all those things shows to Jesus Christ, who is going to come and redeem His people. Then we see in 500 years, you know, we see the last book in the Bible, then to the New Testament, there's a 500 years, last book of the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's a 500 years silence, where no prophet spoke for 500 years. Then comes the last Old Testament prophet, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, he comes and he prepares the way for the Messiah.
We will continue this message tomorrow. God bless your soul with the richness of His Word.
One day the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul